Efforts to ban smoking in all restaurants and taverns have stalled in the Democratic-controlled Senate, and they may meet the same fate in the Republican-controlled Assembly. But supporters have at least a few allies in the Assembly GOP, including J.A. Hines of Oxford. Hines chairs the Assembly Public Health Committee that allowed a hearing on the smoking ban.
We are on the right track, and if we can pass this legislation, we will have one step closer to saving some more lives.
The trouble for Hines and others will be battling the opposition of ideological conservatives, like Wauwatosa Representative Leah Vukmir. Vukmir calls the plan misguided and an erosion of personal rights.
The concept of freedom is becoming a bit elusive these days, and that is very disconcerting to me. And it's becoming elusive particularly to legislators who see their role as controlling individuals and controlling people.
But Appleton GOP sponsor Steve Wickard says his proposal is not so much about controlling smokers as it is about protecting patrons and employees of bars and restaurants from the dangers of secondhand smoke.
What we're asking is not to have those people who smoke not to smoke. We're asking them to be a little inconvenienced by this bill and take it outside.
The plan will get a committee vote next week. That does not guarantee it a vote on the full assembly floor before lawmakers adjourn in mid-March. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.